Okay, we left off with M16. If you back up to M17 and then back up one more to the Sagittarius Star Cloud, you can take the Sagittarius Star Cloud M17 and then go at this particular date and time towards Pluto. Not that you could see that, but you go in that general direction towards the ecliptic, and you will run into M25, an open cluster. Now, I hadn't really planned on doing open clusters tonight because open clusters can be a little hard to identify whether I'm actually on the open cluster in question or not, because some of them are kind of spread out. M25 falls into that category. I would not even really be sure that I was on M25, except for a couple of facts. One, I've imaged this, so I pulled up the picture, and it's fairly similar. Of course, what you see with your eye and what you see in the picture is a little different, but it does look fairly similar. The other is, it is so close to M17 and the Sagittarius Star Cloud that when you've already found those two targets, it's a little hard to miss this one, because it's the only thing that looks like this in that particular section of the sky. So, given that, looking at it with a 24mm eyepiece, 68-degree field of view leaves me wanting a wider field of view. It is just absolutely chock full of stuff to look at. Of course, it's an open cluster. There's no nebulosity or anything, but there are little asterisms everywhere. And as I pan around, there's just, you could just sit here for 20-30 minutes and just do nothing but look in here. There are some doubles that are split, and there's some triples. I may spend some time and actually drop down to a 13mm eyepiece and look at some of these a little closer, but it sure has me wishing that I had something about a 30mm or so.